please be seated. Today is the feast day of St. Dominic, and after Mass we continue our devotion to St. Anthony, and at the end of that devotion, girls, then you may come to the communion rail to kiss the relic of St. Anthony. Today is the last day of our girls' camp, and at the end of the day at about 4 o'clock, then we close with the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, girls, how did you sleep last night? You should have had a good night's sleep, because I imagine you were very tired after a wonderful day here with all those good activities, as well as all those good prayers yesterday here in church. Father Chicago didn't sleep very well. He announced that he woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning, which is very early. And I myself, and I'm wondering if any of you did, I had a dream last night. And it was early in the morning when it was starting to get ready to storm, I think. And it was a dream. It was a curious dream. It was a dream about the Jews, because we prayed for the Jews. We always pray for the Jews and their conversion this past Sunday, the ninth after Pentecost. And it was a dream that I was sort of at a service the Jews were having, and I thought to myself, well, we could learn a thing or two from the Jews, because in my dream, they were all dressed very well to go to their synagogue service, and everybody was very careful. Everything was done very, very well and very reverently. And maybe that was meant to be a lesson for us Christians, that we should worship the true God with as much devotion as sometimes the false gods are worshipped in the false religion. Well, in any case, today, as it happens, is another saint with a dream, a wonderful dream for his whole life. And, interestingly enough, this saint was ushered into the world by means of a dream, which preceded his birth and his rebirth by grace in holy baptism. Do you remember the story about St. Pius X, whose feast day is at the beginning of next month, girls, about how when he became a bishop, he went home to see his mother, who was still alive, and he showed her, and he was very proud, all of the different special things that a bishop wears to show his rank as a successor of the apostles, and he showed her his beautiful bishop's ring. Do you remember that story? And she, the bishop's ring is not worn on the right hand, well, she held up her left hand and showed her son her very plain wedding ring, just a gold band, and she said, "Son, if this hadn't come first, you would never have that." And how true it is, every bishop has a mother. Each one of us has a mother. And what a difference our mother makes for us. Saint Dominic became such a great saint because of his mother and because of his blessed mother, Our Lady. Now, when Saint Dominic's mother, whose name is Blessed Jane of Aza, who was a saint in her own right, was carrying her son, and just before she gave birth to him, she had a dream, and in the dream, she gave birth not to a baby, but to a puppy. And this puppy, little baby doggy, had in its mouth a torch. And on one end of the torch, it was on fire, it was burning. And the dog ran throughout the whole world and converted the whole world with the light of Christ. And that's why you'll see in that picture there, and if you go back to visit the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary today, you'll see St. Dominic there, and at his feet, sure enough, is the puppy with the torch burning. And then, when he was born, then he was taken to church to be baptized. Now, that's how we get the other kind of mothers we all have. We sometimes forget about them, but we shouldn't. Godmothers. And godmothers should never forget their duties either. That is to say that baptism should be given, girls, as soon as possible after a baby's born. Sometimes in our country we wait rather too long. And the custom was, for many, many centuries, that the baby would be baptized the same day to be born to heaven, the same day it was born to earth. Well, usually the mother wasn't feeling strong enough to leave her bed and to take the baby to church herself, So she would ask another lady to do that job for her, and this would be the godmother. That's where we get godmothers from. This would be the godmother. And then she would promise to do her best to help the mother in raising that child as a good, strong Catholic. St. Dominic's godmother had a dream, too. Lots of dreams today. Her dream was that the baby, who was going to be baptized, had a bright star on his forehead. And that star gave so much light that it lit up the whole world. Well, St. Dominic only spent 7 years at home with his mom and his dad and his older brothers. He was the youngest in the family. And he received wonderful gifts from his mother, Blessed Jane. He inherited from her a certain beauty of form and of face. That is to say, the form, our form, philosophically, is our soul. His mother's soul, like his, was very kind, very gentle, and he had a sweet way with people whereby he could convert them to be good. And he used that his whole life long. And he learned from his mother, too, a great devotion to our Blessed Mother, a great love of the poor, and a love of prayer and of doing penance. Sometimes when he was a boy, he would leave his bed and sleep on the floor as a penance for sinners. And he also inherited from his mother a very beautiful face. He was very handsome, as she was a very beautiful woman. Just as our Lord looks like our Blessed Mother and shares in her beauty that he received from her. When he was 7 years old, she gave him to her brother, who was a priest, to be educated. And then, after that, he became a priest and a canon of the cathedral. Well, one time the king asked St. Dominic to go with the bishop of the place all the way from Spain up to Denmark to see about arranging a royal marriage for the princess of Denmark. Well, St. Dominic obeyed, and he went on this long journey, and they had to travel almost through all of Europe, and they ended up having to spend the night at an inn in southern France where there was a false religion or a heresy that was very popular, and that was the heresy of the Albigensians. And they said that everything created was bad and was made by the devil, and that there was a good God, but he didn't make anything. He was all just spiritual. And so the best thing in the world to do would be never to eat and then eventually to commit suicide. Well, that was a horrible, horrible false religion. But it got a hold on the people, one way and another, through the conniving of the devil. Well, St. Dominic got talking to the innkeeper one night, and this is how he got his dream. He never went to bed at all. He stayed up all night long, talking to the innkeeper, who was a heretic, about the one true God who made heaven and earth, and how everything in the world is good, except the devil tries to get us to be bad and to use earthly things in a bad way, and all about the beauty of God's plan. Well, by dawn, when the sun rose, he, the innkeeper, was converted, and St. Dominic had his dream. Because he knew that all throughout southern France, there were thousands and thousands of poor people who were heretics on their way to going to hell. And he thought to himself, I'm going to see what I can do to help them and to save them. Not by force, but gently. By good example and by preaching to them, first by example and then by words. So he tried that. And he wasn't too successful, even though he was the kindest of preachers and a very engaging man, and he gave a real good example of being very poor and humble. So one day he didn't know what to do, so he went out to the forest, and he started to pray all by himself, and he fasted. And back then they were very severe, you know, he scourged himself, he did penance that way. Well, the Blessed Mother appeared to him after a few days of this, and she blessed him for his dream and his good intention. And she gave him the most powerful weapon of all. Do you girls know what that is? Of course, the Holy Rosary. By means of preaching the Rosary and praying it, thinking about the mysteries or meditating, we can convert ourselves and convert others too. It's been true ever since. St. Dominic took care of women in a very special way because our Lord showed that was his will. You see, the heretics had their own convent and their own convent schools for girls. And many girls were being raised the wrong way entirely. Well, he converted 8 heretic nuns, and they were going to become Christians instead. And they came to him, but they didn't have any place to go to, because they had been in their own convent, which was Albigensian or heretical. And St. Dominic thought to himself, I have to do something for them. So he started a convent, and he put them there, and they started a good school, a good Catholic convent school for the girls. And that's how those things got started in that part of France. Then St. Dominic went to Rome to help out the Pope, and he was preaching there in Spain. And the Pope said to him one day, said, St. Dominic, look, I've got a problem. There's some nuns here, and they're not really very bad nuns, but they're sort of wandering around all day long, and they don't stay put, and they don't say their prayers or anything, and I've asked them to go to a convent and be good, and they won't listen to me, but maybe they'll listen to you because you're a saint. So St. Dominic said, yes, Holy Father. He was very obedient. And he said, I'll try my very best with these nuns. And so eventually what he had to do was work a miracle. He raised a dead boy, the nephew of a cardinal whose name was Napoleon, back to life. And when the nuns saw that, they thought to themselves, he's a saint. We better do what he says. And plus, he was very sweet and kind and persuasive with them. So he got them all to go to the convent and be cloistered nuns, and then have another girls' school and pray very much the rosary for the success of the Dominicans and their preaching to convert heretics throughout the whole church. St. Dominic became St. Dominic Girls because of his mother and the Blessed Mother. You girls must remember, whatever dream it is that you have of what you would like to do when you grow up, all of you are called by God, because you're girls, to be a mother. Some of you will get married and have your own children soon enough. Others of you, I hope, will receive a vocation to the religious state to be sisters. Others of you may have a vocation from God to be in the world and to give a good example without being married, to dedicate yourself more especially to the works of God and His church. But all girls are called by God, He made you that way, to be mothers, as Bishop Sheen says, who was a great preacher. And he said, every woman in some sense must be a mother. What does that mean? It's a special call from God. First of all, to do His will. Remember, you can be the mother of many children by praying for them, by giving a good example to them, and by helping them. You start already now by helping at home, helping your mom, all around the house, by taking care of younger brothers and sisters. And then when you're older, sometimes you're given the job of babysitting, which is a good way to exercise motherhood, too. And your mother is training you right now, at home, I know, to be selfless, not to think about yourself, to be sweet and kind, not to be angry or proud or harsh, and to be pure, to practice holy purity, to dress modestly, because your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, and never to have any immodest talk or looks or any of these things, because that's the opposite of motherhood. And in this way, you'll be like her whose patronage you're under, our Blessed Mother. Your mother and our Blessed Mother girls will show you how to grow up in some way, all of you, and even right now, to be mothers. That's your call from God. Remember the, last of all, remember the dream I told you about, well, I think it was a little over a week ago, that St. John Bosco had? It was a dream, and remember the children, and they were fighting, and he was hitting them to get them to be good, and then a woman appeared, maybe our Blessed Mother or St. Anne, and the woman said, softly now, softly, that's the spirit of St. Dominic. And he lived it, and he lit up the whole world. Whatever kind of a dream we have, we should have a dream, children, to light up our part of the world, at least, by our soft and loving good example. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.